Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is Empowered for Mission. Based on our epistle reading, especially the last few verses from Philippians 3, which read, St. Paul speaking, "Not that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I've already made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to lies ahead, I press on toward the goal of the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus." So far, our text. I encourage you to open up your bulletin and find there the blue insert this morning with the sermon outline as we consider our theme, Empowered for Mission. Well, empowered for mission. That sounds exciting, intriguing, maybe even dangerous. Actually, what it sounds like is exactly what happened at the beginning of another movie, not Mission Impossible, but upon the movie with James Bond. James Bond. Every day, every time the movie began, Bond would go to his good friend Q, and Q would give him some state-of-the-art tool to help him, to empower him for his mission. One day he would give him a pen that had a laser on it that would cut through steel. Another day he gave him a watch that would deflect bullets from a long distance. And then one day he gave him a phone that worked from the car. From the car! Without wires! Now, you might be saying, if you're a younger person, big deal, we've got cell phones. But this was 1963. And you have to admit, a phone from the car with no wires then was really pretty cool. And after Bond's visit with Q, he was empowered for mission. And everybody knew who watched the movie. Without Q's toys and gadgets, Bond would be in trouble on his mission. Now, if you knew that coming here today, you'd be empowered for mission, what would you expect? Would you be hoping someone like Q to come and give you a state-of-the-art tool, an edge, or a program to make the church grow? Well, God's word today then may surprise you, because God's word today reminds us we have already, each of us, already been empowered for mission. Before we talk about being empowered for mission, we need to get one thing very clear about the mission itself. First and foremost, it's essential to remember that it's God's mission. The church, you and I as God's children, play a part in it. But this mission never started with us. And this mission never really belongs to us. It belongs to God. God is doing the sending. God is doing the rescuing. He simply invites us, you and me, to take part in his mission. Now that in itself is astounding. You see, God knows who we are. And God knows what we do. We like to think that we're basically good people. We like to think we're more desirable and better than the Osama bin Ladens or Adolf Hitlers in the world. But God knows better. He sees us all. And the Bible says clearly that God sees, and I quote, "We have all sinned and fallen short of God's glory." The painful truth is, whether we want to hear it or not, is this: our sins are in no less measure than any of the worst people we consider who have come before us in the past. There's nothing in us on our own that makes us desirable to a God who is perfect and a God who is holy. Nothing in us that justifies God sending His Son. And yet, God, in His love, sent His Son. What an incredible rescue mission that was! God sent Jesus, who, taking on human flesh, gathered our sins and took them with Him to the cross, so that on the cross our sins might be separated from us as far as the east is from the west. And on that cross, Jesus washes us, so we are as spotless as He is spotless. Make no mistake upon it, on the cross, your sins and mine were forgiven. God has rescued us, that the evil one may have no power over us. Now, Paul expresses this mission very beautifully in the text for today. He says in Philippians 3, verse 12, Christ Jesus has made me His own. Now think about it. If you were trapped in a burning building, or if you were sinking in the middle of the ocean, or if you were lost in the jungle, would you truly feel rescued if someone in a helicopter above you simply said, "It's okay, we know where you are"? No. The only thing that would really bring you comfort and assurance would be a strong hand grabbing a hold of you, taking you, rescuing you, making you His own. Paul says today in our text, Christ Jesus has made me His own. You and I can say here today, Christ Jesus has made me His own. And Jesus' grasp on us is a strong one. He says in John chapter 10, I give them eternal life. No one will perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. And to assure you of this, God in His mission also sent His Spirit. At your baptisms, you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. There you were sealed so that no one can ever... Are you hearing me? At your baptism, you were sealed with God's Spirit so no one can ever take from you God's promises. You have been rescued. And Paul tells us in Philippians 1, verse 6, these precious words... He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is, until the end of the world. And let us not forget, in order that you might know this and trust this, God also on His mission sent His church. 2,000 years ago, Jesus sent out His apostles to every nation, to the end of the earth, to the end of all time. And you are here today. Why? Because God sent His church. Paul says in Romans 10, and I quote, How can people call on the one they have not believed in? How can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? How can they hear without some preaching to them? How can they preach unless they are sent? God in His mission has sent His messengers, and you have believed. You see, by God's mission, you have been rescued. And now you are a part of a long chain that God is pulling through history to rescue others whom He loves so much. In Jesus' strong grasp, sealed by the Holy Spirit, as a part of God's sent church, you have already been empowered for mission. But now for a moment, imagine, because we're now going back to James Bond. Imagine for a moment, you're trapped in a foreign country. a country that is openly hostile to your own. You're in immediate and constant danger. And then you have a James Bond type come to your rescue. He finds you. He grabs hold of you. You're safe. You've been rescued. And what would be the first thing you'd want to do? You'd want to go home, wouldn't you? But what if he told you that no, you had to stay there and become part of an ongoing mission to rescue others who were lost and perishing? And that's exactly what has happened in our rescue. Jesus has taken hold of us, and there's no doubt that we're safe and we're on our way home to heaven. But Jesus says to us today, not yet. Not yet. Paul yearned to go to his heavenly home. When he wrote these words in Philippians, St. Paul was in a Roman prison, knowing that soon he would be beheaded for his preaching of Christ. He yearned to go home to heaven. He says in our text, I pressed on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ. And in his letter, his second letter to the Corinthians, God says these words, Paul says these words, I would rather be away from my body and at home with the Lord. But that's not God's plan yet. Rather, as citizens of heaven, with a prize in heaven awaiting us, God leaves us here in this place and this time to continue to be His ambassadors, to be on His mission to rescue others. Now, sadly, there are those today in our world who hate God's mission. Let me say this again. Sad to say, there are those in our world today who hate God's mission. The Bible makes it clear there are those who would like to oppose us as we continue on God's rescue mission. In fact, St. Peter says these words, the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom to devour. And who better to devour, the devil could reason, than God's children who are a light in this dark age. My friends, the word gets worse. Because we live in a day and an age in which Paul's ancient words still ring true when he said, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. No longer is the Christian church in the center of the community like it used to be. No longer is the church's message or the church's messengers held with respect in the schools and in the marketplace. We live in a time when things expressly forbidden by God's word as sin are openly celebrated in our society. The name of Jesus today is almost like a profanity in public events and in social times. You can speak about any immorality you want under the sun, but don't you dare ever mention the name of Jesus in public. And it's funny to say that you and I, as citizens of this King, are often chastised for being so intolerant of others. Who's intolerant? It's a tough spot to be in, isn't it? It's hard to feel empowered against such foes. And though we, like Paul, try to press on, because of our sin and doubt, we stumble and fall. But listen carefully now. If you've tuned out, now's the time to tune that radio receiver back in. God is still in control. And He sends His word to us again today. It's a word of forgiveness. a word of forgiveness to those of us who have at times set our eyes on earthly things, to those of us who have worshiped the false gods and false priorities of this world in which we live, to those of us who long for the things in life that would only bring us destruction. It's a word that reminds us we are still His children. We are still citizens of heaven. We have been washed. We have been forgiven. We are in the strong grasp of Him, the strong nail-pierced hand grasp of Him who took hold of us. In His word, in a word of forgiveness, we are empowered for mission once again. And although the message we bear will cause some tension in our world, you better believe it'll cause some tension. We know, in fact, we're living proof that the message of the cross of Christ creates life. Look around you. The message of the cross of Christ has given you life and new life. You're living proof. And there are many who openly display that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. That's true. But there are so many more who long for the peace and forgiveness that only the cross can bring. Today, God sends us, His church, to continue on His mission. And as St. Paul has said, today we also press on. We look in love, not with disdain. We look in love to those who have yet to been rescued. We will use every means God gives us to share His word, to draw others into His church. We work together as a church to send missionaries to people in our own land and abroad. We fling wide open the doors of this church building to the mission field that lives all around us in the community of Richmond. And today, we return home after worship to our homes, to our lives, to be empowered by our baptisms, by the Word of God that's proclaimed, by the Lord's Supper that we partake in, to be empowered, to be strengthened, to be God's children. We are God's children in this world, in our homes, in the marketplace, where we work, in our schools, in our neighborhoods. And we can share the hope that we have as citizens of heaven. Now, you know, how did every James Bond movie end? James Bond never lost, did he? He never lost. The movies would have been pretty boring if they weren't filled with danger and excitement, but nobody, except for the villain he faced, ever expected Bond to lose. And we will not lose either. Jesus lives and reigns, and through Him we are more than conquerors. Because of this, the mission for which we've been empowered is an exciting one. Through stories from afar, and through our own eyes in this very congregation, again and again, we see God in action, rescuing people today from the dominion of darkness and bringing them into the kingdom of His Son. And we still all have a privilege. We have the privilege of being a part of this mission that God sends us on again to proclaim His name, empowered for mission. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your minds and your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus from now unto life everlasting, empowered for mission. In the name of Jesus, amen.